Hello, everyone. I'm John Melke, and this is Parkside Today. It's a pleasure to be talking with Neil Baumgartner, UW-Parkside Director of Academic and Career Advising, and Mary Wade, who serves UW-Parkside as Internship and Campus Employment Specialist. Neil and Mary, thanks for taking time to be on Parkside Today.
Thanks for having us, John.
Thanks, John.
First question. Has there been a time in recent history where there seems to be a bigger spotlight on internships and employers connecting to college and university campuses? And in your perspective, why is that? Why is there such a focus, or seems to be such a focus today?
Well, the Department of Workforce Development in Wisconsin has put a highlight on career readiness for college students that are graduating. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, this is not just a UW system initiative or a UW Parkside initiative, but it's coming from the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. That students should have the opportunity for professional development so they can find their careers faster when they graduate from college.
Right. Okay.
And I think adding to that, it's kind of the combination of the perfect storm of the situation that we're seeing not only in the United States, but specifically here in Southeast Wisconsin, where it's a very tight labor market. So there's very much a demand for talent, and there's a lot of competition among employers who are looking for talent and looking for talent that's appropriately skilled. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking for graduates and students who have opportunities to develop the knowledge and the skills that they need on the job. And mm-hmm. so that's where internships are really giving students an opportunity to get a leg up so that they are getting the experience while they're still gaining their education.
Sure.
So that when they're done and they graduate with their degree, that they're prepared to step right into a position.
Okay.
And because of that labor shortage, there's really a demand that employers are looking to fill. And in some cases, they're looking to fill it with interns as well, mm-hmm. because there isn't that mm-hmm. full-time labor force.
Sure. And I want to talk a little bit about the resources available here at UW-Parkside and what different opportunities employers and students have to take advantage of that. But before we get too far into it, coming up pretty quickly is we have two career fairs, one that's focused on healthcare and another that is more general in nature. And tell us a little bit about those fairs and what students get out of the fair and what our community partners get out of the fairs.
Sure. So as you said, we have two events, the first being on Wednesday, October 23rd. And this is the first time we're actually doing an event like this. It's a Careers in the Healthcare Industry Day. And really, it's not a fair in the sense of what a normal career fair is, where students are going to go and meet with employers at tables and kind of talk about open positions. It's more set up as a conference style. And so it's designed to be an opportunity for students to gain an understanding of the multitude of opportunities within the healthcare industry. So especially with right here in Southeast Wisconsin, the healthcare industry is growing rapidly.
Yeah.
And there's going to be upcoming demand not only in the direct patient care, which is what I think a lot of times we think about with healthcare, it's the direct patient care. It's nurses, it's doctors,
sure.
it's physical therapists. And we do need those. And I think we're going to definitely help students to see the growing opportunities and the upcoming opportunities in those areas. But we also want students to understand the opportunities outside of direct patient care.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looking at human resources, it's information technology, it's public relations, it's management, it's all of the different things that exist within a healthcare industry that have opportunities for students across our curriculum.
Right.
So we want to get them connected to folks, so we're going to have some opportunities to have breakout sessions with people who are experts in the area who work for the local healthcare systems, talking about the clinical jobs, the non-clinical jobs, how you get hired into that industry, and then to have a breakout panel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really an opportunity to, one, hope to pull back some of our alumni to participate in some of those panels, and then also an opportunity for our students to connect with local healthcare providers and people in the healthcare industry so that they can be making those connections for jobs, whether it be 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 3 years from now,
right.
And get them on track.
Right. And Mary, then there's another, the career and internship fair. Is that 1 week?
It's the day after.
It's
Thursday the 24th.
Okay.
And it'll be in the ballroom here at UW Parkside. And we already have a full house.
Mm-hmm.
We have some amazing sponsors, S.C. Johnson, the Racine Police Department, Sherwin-Williams, mm-hmm. Birchwood Foods from Kenosha,
mm-hmm.
City of Milwaukee. And there'll be internship opportunities and career opportunities for students from all four colleges. So it doesn't matter whether you're in sports management or in the sciences or business or humanities or social services. There will be someone there for you to connect with for an internship or your first career position that you're looking for.
Right. So how many community partners are involved in that? I think it was
67.
Like 60. As of right now, and we have a few spots left for some different sponsorship opportunities, and we've actually gone to a wait list in the ballroom now, and as
wow.
Mary said, we have
wow.
Several of our Ranger-level sponsors coming in, S.C. Johnson, Specialized Accounting Services, and Uline, that have really stepped up to promote and help the fair, and then we have our another 10 or 11 sponsors coming in at the green level who are also very supportive of what we're doing. And I think it's really one of the things also is that both of our events this year are helping to both pull together the community in terms of pulling together higher ed within the community as well. So the Careers in the Healthcare Industry Day, we're doing this collaboratively with Gateway Technical
okay.
College
mm-hmm.
so that we're pulling in students from both the two-year and the four-year and talking about the opportunities there.
Sure.
And then the Career Fair is a collaborative fair this year for the first time ever with Carthage College.
Okay.
And so we're going to be bringing students over from Carthage. And so for the students, it's a great opportunity to do this. But also for the employers, they can come into one fair, one location, and meet with students from
yeah.
multiple institutions. And I think it really starts to build on some of the things that we're really working on in this area to build collaboration and really work together
yeah.
To help meet those employment needs and meet the needs of the students.
Good, good. And it used to be that the career fair and the internship fair were two different things, right?
Yes.
Why are they one?
So one of the decisions we made is, we separated them out, but really employers were coming to each of the fairs looking for all positions. So they would
okay.
come to the internship fair, but they were also talking about part-time jobs, full-time jobs, internships,
okay.
same thing with the spring career fair. So we made the decision to say, really the employers are looking for this. It's also an opportunity to serve our students. So we have students who are going to be graduating in December.
Mm-hmm.
We have students who graduated in May or in August who are still looking for full-time positions. So
sure.
we didn't want to narrow it. Instead, we wanted to open it up and say, fall and spring, we'll talk about the whole career continuum or the whole career spectrum
yeah.
to help all of our students and all of our employers find what they need.
And what's the reaction like from a student's perspective? Does it take convincing to have the students connect at the career and internship fair, or are students pretty eager to get involved, Mary?
Well, I think it depends on the student that you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I had a student come to see me last week. I had done a class visit on internships, and he was just a freshman. And he came in and he said, "Oh, I thought internships meant that, you just went to work and they used you and you did work for free and
which
you didn't learn
be.
Anything."
Still, that could be.
So I'm really glad that you came to my class and when I'm going to get an internship too.
Right, right.
So
yeah.
I wish this student well.
Yeah.
So I guess I would say it depends on the
mm-hmm.
student. Everybody is at a different point in their college careers, and some of them may have discussed internships with their academic advisors, and some of their professors may have talked about them in classes. So it just depends
Yeah. And what about from the, I'll say, employer or organization side? Is there a learning curve? Is there something where Parkside has maybe helps them understand what they can expect at a fair like this or what they may find from students?
I think overall with most of the folks who are coming out to the fairs, they're pretty knowledgeable about what to expect. These are often the recruiters that's their job. That's what they do all year long as they're going to different colleges, universities, recruitment fairs around the region or even around the nation, depending on the scope of their business. And so they're ready, they're prepared, they know what they're doing, and they're experts in talking about not only their business and their opportunities, but how to really engage the students. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, we try to, hopefully for some of those students who might be a little bit younger or might be a little bit anxious about walking up and talking to the employers, I think it's just, you know, be prepared, have a little bit of background on the employers that you're talking to and have some talking points to start with, but also understand that they're willing and ready to talk to you about their opportunities to really help meet you where you are so they can have a conversation with a freshman student who's really just trying to explore for the first time in a different way than they would with a senior who's ready to graduate and looking for that full-time job. So they're prepared and ready.
Sure. We're talking with Neil Baumgartner, UW Parkside Director of Academic and Career Advising, and Mary Wade, Internship and Campus Employment Specialist. And Mary, you touched on it just a little bit before, but is there, how much, I'll say, quote unquote, coaching do you need to do or get a chance to do with students in terms of, I don't want to say, you know, encouraging them to take an internship, but do they have questions about what the internship might be like?
Oh, yes, and I think that's one thing that we're trying to do at UW Parkside is to work as a whole university together to improve the quality and the quantities of internship experiences for students. You know, that's something that we'll continue to work on both at the university level and each one of the college levels and the department levels. You know, we had a very successful training this summer for faculty on developing internships for credit.
Okay.
So we're moving along with that and, you know, hope to have a steering committee in place this academic year to even further that.
So that's a really interesting point, that it's not just a student saying, okay, here I'm going to go to this employer and work there, but the faculty component of what is it that the student is doing that's going to enable them, allow them to get the academic credit as they further their educational journey here. So
yes, it's about experiential learning.
And what are those conversations like with faculty, or how does that process go?
Well, it started last fall really with a campus-wide survey for faculty members to talk about, you know, what their department does for internships.
Okay.
And so, you know, every department's a little bit different. For example, in pre-health, the students do a lot of, because they will have clinical work when they enter their specific fields, they do a lot of shadowing kinds of work.
Oh, okay.
And certainly all the nurses do clinical work. And, you know, in the School of Education, they're required to do student teaching as part of their licensure as teachers.
Okay.
But every department is different, you know, and the business department has interns at the best companies in southeastern Wisconsin and in the Chicago area. You know, our students have that experience and then it launches their career. So it depends on the college, you know.
Okay.
Sports management, again, you know, the Bucks, the Brewers, all the big teams.
Yeah.
The students can have opportunities with them too.
Yeah. And that's an amazing opportunity that here you are as a Parkside student and you're getting a chance to see what an NBA organization is actually like. If your only experience is going to an NBA game, you find out probably rather quickly that the operation of that organization is much different than just the game day experience.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Neil, as director of academic and career advising, how do those two worlds come together? Where do they come together? Where do they mesh, and where are they separate?
Yeah, I think overall, from a student perspective, we try to keep those two worlds pretty closely tied. Where students are coming here and their education is about more than just their career outcome.
Mm-hmm.
There's the opportunity for lifelong learning and to learn both in the discipline and outside of the discipline. And so to me, a university education, especially the kind of education that we're offering at Parkside, is not just career training. There's development for the individual both now and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
But we also need to produce students who are prepared for the workforce of the near future and the ability to continue to learn and adapt, because with technology, things are evolving so rapidly that the job that you're doing 20 years from now is highly likely that it might not even exist right now in many fields.
Right.
And so being able to learn and adapt like that, so it's really helping students to, from the time they enter, make sure that they can do major exploration if they don't know what they want to do, career exploration if they have a declared major or they don't have a declared major, but helping them to align both paths. So mm-hmm. how do we map out your path for what you want to do here at your time at the university, in your coursework, in your outside of the classroom opportunities, and helping you to prepare for your career? It's also helping you to really get connected on campus. So the advisors are really working closely with the departments to get students connected with their faculty early and often, because your faculty are phenomenal resources, and these are people who have a passion for what they're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
They have an expertise, and they can talk about the subject area and trends within the field and post-graduation opportunities. And so it's really a partnership that the advisors have between the faculty, the advisors, the student, to really hopefully from day one help students to kind of figure out where they're going. If they don't know where they want to go, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
We help them to do some meaningful exploration and kind of guided wandering, so that you're not just kind of going around, but you're actually saying, I'm going to experiment in these different areas and kind of figure out, what does my academic path look like? What does my career path look like? And so it's kind of a nice opportunity here at Parkside to have the advising and the academic advising and the career advising combined,
right.
Both with the advising and career center, as well as the advisors in the colleges who are working with some of those upper class students.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also a great opportunity to partner with Mary and with the Community and Business Engagement Office to bring in the experiential learning, the internships, on-campus employment. So I think it's a really exciting time for us as a university and for our students to be really kind of looking at things holistically and really setting students up for the opportunity to make the most out of their college education while they're here,
mm-hmm.
and to prepare themselves for when they're beyond.
Mm-hmm. And again, we're talking with Neil Baumgartner, UW Parkside Director of Academic and Career Advising, and Mary Wade, UW Parkside Internship and Campus Employment Specialist. And Mary, Neil just touched on it briefly here, that your function works out of the Al Guskin Center for Community and Business Engagement. And how are you talking with businesses, organizations about what their responsibilities or how do they get the most out of an internship? If a company, I run a company and I come to you and say, Mary, I'd love to have an internship, love to have a student, how do we do this? What's some of that conversation like in terms of what's the responsibility of the organization to help that be a really good experience for both the student and the organization?
Yes, an internship has to be beneficial for both the student and the company or organization the student's working for. And I think that a supervisor that supervises an intern has to have real work available for the student,
mm-hmm.
And prepare for them to come and think of them as an employee. And I would also say get to know your intern and spend a lot of time, you know, mentoring them and supervising them, particularly in the beginning, to see what their strengths and weaknesses are, just like you would any other employee. Mm-hmm. You know, how are they doing with the tasks that you're giving them? You know, where can there be improvement? Where are they really shining? You know, and give them that feedback. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's really important for an employer, that you form a good relational bond with your intern so you can get the work done that you've set out for that intern to do, so you both benefit from it.
Sure, sure. And Mary and I in the past have worked together on interns for the UW Parkside communications effort, and that's exactly correct. As a person who first, when I first got an intern, it was like, oh great, there's an intern, well go do something. You know, and that's not helping us, and it's definitely not helping the student. And learning that process of, like you say, having those experiences available where the student is challenged, and you're also not asking the student to do something that is out of the realm of what they should be at that point in their educational journey be able to do. And then you find out that some students are able to handle more, and some students are, you know, need a little bit more guidance than others.
So yes, John, and thank you for being such a great advocate for interns.
Well, we have a number of students that work here on campus.
Yes.
So it's not just that experience outside of campus,
right,
but it's also here here on campus. One of the things that we talked about a little earlier before we started the show was UW Parkside's community-based learning,
yes,
CBL. And for someone that doesn't know Parkside that well, what is CBL, and how does CBL, the community-based learning, how does it differ from an internship opportunity?
Well, the concept of community-based learning is not new, mm-hmm, and certainly not to Parkside. I mean, there have been community-based learning classes here for well over 15 years.
Okay.
And I know I've taught a couple of them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what I would say is they're all under the same umbrella of experiential learning. You know, when you're an intern, you take what you've learned from your discipline or from your gen ed classes too, you mm-hmm know, critical thinking skills,
mm-hmm,
and you take those and you use them to experience what you've learned in the classroom on the job site.
Okay.
With community-based learning classes, a professor takes his students, and it may be a project work or integrated throughout the whole class, but they do something to help that company or organization. For example, a great example of that was the Kenosha Transit Authority.
Mm-hmm. Right, with the app factor.
Yes,
yeah.
And they developed an app for bus riders in Kenosha, so they knew when the bus was coming, when it was going to be late. I mean, it was a great service to the community.
Right.
And, you know, we, in our office in the Center for Guskin Center for Community and Business Engagement, there's 60 different opportunities, 60 different classes for mm-hmm community-based learning.
Mm-hmm. And how does if a company and organization goes to the UW Parkside website, and up there there's partnerships and there's a tab for employer resources, and one of the things that I see when I go to that, and I hear this term, and a lot of people seem to know the term and I don't know the term, so I see handshake. What is, and handshake is not only known here at UW Parkside, but known in the community. Neil, you were talking about some of the recruiters and such that come to campus. What is handshake?
So handshake is our job platform that we use for posting not only on-campus jobs, but this is our way for employers, not only regionally, but also nationally, to be able to post on here. So handshake is a relatively new company, but in the time that it's been around, it's grown now to be, I believe, the largest university-utilized job posting platform.
Mm.
And so almost all of the UW schools are on Handshake.
Okay.
Carthage is on Handshake. Universities across the country are on Handshake. So from an employer perspective, it's nice because you can go on one place and you post the job, and then you request to post that same job at multiple universities.
Yeah.
So if, as an employer, I want to post throughout Wisconsin, I can go on there and I can post to all of the universities throughout Wisconsin through Handshake.
Yeah.
And if you want to post beyond or expand out, and it really, it has a lot of nice opportunities where it brings in some of the things that LinkedIn would offer students. So you can create a profile on there, and you can upload your resume and do different things to be able to attract recruiters to be looking for you. And it also brings in some of the information, like an Indeed or Glassdoor or other things like that, where you can go out, search for jobs, see what's going on. There are different opportunities to kind of see that the employers have been vetted. Mm-hmm. So all of the employers that go through, we have an approval process to allow them to post jobs. One thing is we will still, you know, guide students, make sure you're still vetting things, even if you're finding it on Handshake. We do our absolute best to vet things, but sometimes, you know, something could potentially slip through.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to do your due diligence like you would in anything else to make sure it's, you know, legitimate opportunities. But for the most part, that's really one of the nice protections of Handshake is we're going through, we're vetting them, we're looking at opportunities, both the employers and the jobs. And from an employer perspective, it's really a nice thing. Plus, it's free for employers.
Yeah.
So you're not paying to post these jobs.
Yeah, great.
And the students can search any geographic area they want. Mm-hmm. Had a student that went to work for a you know, international public relations firm in New York City. You know, and another one that found a position at a sports network in North Carolina. So that's one of the other beauties of it. I mean, they don't have to just stick around here. If they want to do an internship someplace else, they should go for it.
Sure. Is that opportunity also available for our recent grads, for alumni?
Yes. So alumni are able to have an account in Handshake. If they were a student recently when we had Handshake, there's a process for them to just request that we update their email address that is in there, because it starts as your Parkside Rangers email address while you're a student.
Mm-hmm.
But even student or alumni that weren't in Handshake ever, they can contact the Advising and Career Center, and there's a link on our website to even request a Handshake account.
Yeah.
And so they can go out and request the Handshake account. We'll vet to make sure that they're an alumni, and then, yes, that service is available to both our current students and our alums.
Hmm. Interesting. Mary, this maybe, you know, takes where this train is going and goes off on a different track, but prior to your current role at UW-Parkside, you were a member of the communication department faculty.
Well, I was a lecturer, actually.
A lecturer in the communication department.
Yeah.
How has that experience helped, influenced, shaped the way that you do what you do now as internship and campus employment specialist?
Well, I guess the best way to say it is that with me, the student always comes first and their experience. I want each one of them to succeed when they leave here.
Yeah.
So I want them to do what they want to do. I want them to follow a path that will allow them to chase their dreams.
Sure.
Not just get a job after college.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that places like the career fair and all the major opportunities that students have on Handshake, the opportunities that the arts give students from our college.
Mm-hmm.
We had two of our students go to an international theater festival and act and work for stage management for this play that was produced by a Milwaukee playwright. I mean, off to Edinburgh they went for the Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
And they've worked for the New York City Film Festival and in Colorado and Shakespeare festivals in California. So our students have really got to just take a direction and run with it. Because when you're an intern, doors open for you.
Yeah.
Once
yeah.
you've graduated and the resume's on the table,
yeah.
Then you have to prove yourself.
Right. And the internships help you. Are that proof?
Absolutely.
Or can be that, can
yes.
be part of that proof.
They can either lead to a full-time position or give you the resume that's going to help you get the position that you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've got just a couple minutes left. And so, Neil, I want to toss back to you for a second in terms of what are two or three of your top pieces of advice that you would give to companies, organizations looking to connect with UW Parkside? What are the things that you would say, oh, I'd be sure to do this or be sure to do that?
I really think the biggest thing is just reach out. You know, we're Mary and Linda Bevick in our office and Renee Young-Trigo in our office have been really trying to be out in the community and meeting employers and meeting folks on their space.
Mm-hmm.
And we're happy to continue to do that. But there are so many organizations and employers in this region, many of whom we have had some contact with, but some of them that we haven't. And so we're happy to have that connection, though, and we want to help meet the needs of, you know, the small sole proprietorship that's looking for one employee or one intern or something, all the way up to the larger organizations that are, you know, going to be looking to do large batches of hiring on a continual basis, mm-hmm. or employing mm-hmm. many interns. So we can help employers and organizations to run the whole scope from
sure.
small to large, depending on whether what you're looking for. And if it's not something that we have set up right now, it could be something that we could be looking at for the future.
Sure.
Because there's an opportunity for us to connect employers with our colleges and with our faculty partners and the deans as well, because a lot of organizations already have those partnerships. Some may not. But let's make this, you know, really a campus partnership in terms of helping the student in terms of what they're experiencing in the classroom. You know, there's opportunities for employers to come in and do class presentations, to engage with students outside of the fairs, to do tabling. There's just a wealth of opportunities. So the first thing I would say is just ask. We have our
yeah.
contact information on the website. Let's figure out how to work with one another and get you moving in the right direction.
Okay. And Mary, what's your top two or three that you tell students?
I just tell them to know that finding an internship is worth the effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. It's worth the extra step to go on to Handshake and look for the internship, to network with your professors, to network with your family, friends, you know, to teach them that it's not going to be easy, it's just going to be worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Well, and I very much appreciate your time. We've been talking with Neil Baumgartner, who is UW Parkside Director of Academic and Career Advising, and with Mary Wade, who serves as UW Parkside Internship and Campus Employment Specialist. You have a couple of big events coming up in October, October 23rd, the event that is more focused on the healthcare industry, and certainly the healthcare industry here in southeastern Wisconsin is growing and changing almost daily. And then on the following day, Thursday, October 24th, is the career and internship fair. So congratulations and best of luck on both of those events. This has been Parkside Today. I'm John Melke. To hear past editions, please go to the UW Parkside website, uwp.edu/parksidetoday. Thanks for listening, everybody.